Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everyone. Come in. Welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joe.
And this is the comedy pop culture podcast where we ask the important questions. Like, how would you handle having the sixth sense from the sixth sense?
Oh no, ghosts.
I can see them every time I look at
where a ghost is. Cheers to a good episode.
Don't do that. What if it's bad?
No, you've guaranteed it'll be a good episode.
Yeah.
All right, so we're Haley, Joe, Osmond.
Yes. Yep.
And so we're
Me and Sam are halfway there. Well, one third there.
Yeah, because Joel and Joe. Yeah. I get it.
Joe? Who the fuck's Joe?
Joe and Joe. Joe Sam and Joe Dusha. Right? And I'm Jason. Joe, Joe, and Jason.
Yeah, I know.
This is
an
alternate reality episode. Yeah. So Haley Joel Osment.
Yep.
Now, he's born with the sixth sense. The sixth sense, of course, being the ability to perceive the dead, i.e. ghosts.
See ghosts, talk to them, and the big problem with the ghosts is they don't even know that they're dead.
Dumbest or cunts some of them in the spiritual realm.
Yeah.
Come on, dickhead.
Yeah.
I think if I knew that there were, if I met a ghost, I would be just angry. That he didn't know that he was dead.
What do you mean you don't fucking know you're dead,
you stupid idiot? You got the wounds. I mean, I guess, because I'm imagining
Look, do you want me to give you a quick rundown of the sixth sense so you can maybe this will make you slightly less frustrated?
Okay, please.
I mean, to answer the question that you just posed there, in the sixth sense, ghosts only see what they want to see, basically. Bruce Willis, spoilers, whom is dead. He got shot by a guy called Vincent, played by a Wahlberg, but not the one you're thinking of. Unless you're thinking of Donnie, in which case it is the one you're thinking of.
Whoa.
So Bruce Willis.
Maybe Sam has the sixth sense. Yeah.
I can't remember Bruce Willis's name, but I can remember Vincent, played by Donnie Wahlberg, who is only in a couple of scenes.
He breaks
into Bruce Willis's house and he's like, hey.
You didn't fix me.
You fucked me up more. Bang, bang.
Oh,
shoots
no.
Bruce Willis and Bomber. Shoots himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His wife, sad.
Months later.
Not Vincent.
Okay. Yeah,
well, presumably Vincent's wife, if he had a wife, yeah, would be sad.
We're not
sure.
We don't know.
Jury's still out.
Vincent
anyway,
had a wife. Fair enough.
After the shooting, Bruce Willis' wife, very distant.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Willis, who is a psychiatrist or psychologist. I can't remember which one.
Yeah. Does he give Haley Joel Osment medication for the ghosts?
I can't remember.
Fair enough.
I don't think so.
I don't know if there is a medication. The stuff you're seeing.
Well, he thinks he's schizophrenic at first, and there's definitely medication for that. Anyway, so he starts seeing Cole, who is Haley Joel Osment.
Right.
And he's like, fuck, you remind me of Vincent, that guy whom shot me. I'm going to try really hard to fix you, and also I'm going to hyperfixate on this case.
That's a crazy thing to say to a little boy.
Well, he didn't say that to him.
Oh, he was just thinking it.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
And Cole's like, hey, brother, I haven't told anyone this, but I freaking see fucking dead people.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm.
And then Bruce Willis is like, no, you don't. You just have schizophrenia.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
And then he goes back and he listens to a tape of Vincent, and Vincent's like, I can hear a man talking in Spanish. And then he realizes, oh shit, Cole and Vincent, these two bitches can hear ghosts and see him.
Whoa!
And then they figure out, I can't remember
Longer.
Can't remember how, but they figure out that ghosts simply just need to be either like listened to and understood and guided out of the earth.
Yeah.
And then they go to heaven or hell.
Okay. Yeah, because usually it's you see a couple of ghosts. There's a cyclist that gets hit.
Yeah.
Okay. He dies and he just chuffs off. He just rides on past, and he seems to have lived a good life, and he doesn't need to be like listened to. He's like, I got it.
Yeah, okay, I figured it out. Now. My lesson was probably shouldn't have been hit by that truck. Yeah.
Okay,
but I want to say Mission Button.
Oh, is that the teen girl that got that spewed up heaps?
Yeah, the Munchausen's by proxy. Girl.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a videotape, and the ghost takes Mission Button. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
The OC.
Yeah, yeah.
But she dies in that too. Oh my God, rest in peace. Spoilers for the OC.
God gained two angels.
Gained the same angel twice. Wow.
Damn.
If you die in a movie, a version of you does go to heaven.
But then they die in a TV show, so now two versions.
Yeah, that's and then when eventually they die in real life, that's three.
Do they go to separate heavens?
No.
No, TV heaven and real heaven are the same heaven.
Is there a TV heaven and movie heaven?
Jesus Christ, is there a lot?
Whoa.
Every
sometimes
time
you look like Willem Dafoe. Sometimes you look like Jimmy Caviezel. Sometimes you look, I guess, like the historic Christ.
What did the biblical Christ look like? Let's decide here and now.
I'm guessing the olive skin.
Yeah. Like a guy from Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a classic Bethlehem guy. That's Christ.
Yeah. Like he's got like kind of like, you know, curly hair.
Was he hot, do you reckon? Come on.
He probably
was fucking hot as hell.
He was a carpenter, so that means he would have been in the sun all day.
Was watching a thing recently, and carpenter is not an accurate probably translation.
Oh no, tell me more.
He was probably more like a day laborer. So he was like a tradie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he didn't build tables and shit. He just like helped build houses.
He helped
like
build a table.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't go to him to get a table. Uh-huh. He was like part of a crew putting up a house.
Joseph still, he was a carpenter?
Yes. I think Joseph was a carpenter and Christ could either, it's like it could either be translated as son of a carpenter.
Which he was.
But also the word they use for carpenter might mean day laborer as well. So he could just be son of, he might not even be a day laborer himself. He could
son be son of a day laborer.
You heard it here first, everyone.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, tradie.
Yes. It's easy to imagine him holding a tradie's briefcase or whatever, i.e. a big bag of cooked chicken. Have you not heard that phrase, a tradie's briefcase?
I was like, yeah, it's the bachelor handbag.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I'm confused.
Yeah,
just
I
like
think
a tradie's briefcase. I'm just like, what do you think happens on a construction
site? Yeah, and also, like, I can't imagine a tradie holding a chicken. I can imagine them holding a Big M.
Yeah, Big M and a sausage roll.
Iced coffee. Yeah. Cigarettes.
That's stubbies, like, you know, nice short shorts and, like, maybe a nut socks out. Real
Oh, Jesus wearing robes. His nuts were already
on the cross, he was in, like, a sort of little loincloth.
Yeah.
And you were looking at him from like the perfect angle to see nuts.
You were like, it's sad that the Son of God is being nailed to a cross, but it's awesome I can see his nuts.
It's not hanging out. Would you have, with the greatest reverence sort of popped it back in?
No, I would use the stick.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Son of God. It's just
Roman Legion, give me that spear. I'm a turn around.
Don't worry, I'm not
doing it. I'm doing it with the blunt end.
What are you doing, dude?
I'm fixing your nuts. Just go to heaven already.
You pop it in, then the other nut pops out. The other side. Gotta get two sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his dick pops out the top. Yeah. What's going on in your pants, Jesus Christ?
I've got fidgety nuts.
I can see.
I can tell.
I can see. I need some kind of like a pitchfork or something. Yeah. Three prongs, maybe.
Can you give me a ladder, Roman, so I can get up there and figure it out?
This has gone from subtle to horribly disrespectful. Please stop touching his nuts.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to help.
Anyway, enjoy heaven or whatever. Anyway, so people go to... Misha Barton, maybe. Mm-hmm. Her ghosts... Mm-hmm. Guides Cole and Bruce Willis to a videotape, and the videotape is proof that she was poisoned by her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So then they take that video to the cops, and it turns out that she was trying to poison
young
girls.
They just play it at the wake.
Whoa,
that's like, full on. And the dad is just like, the fuck?
Fair enough.
Dan, I think the cops get involved.
There's someone who got shot in the head, but I can't remember how they fixed that.
Okay. But so
anyway, so try and fix it, and then as time goes on, Yeah. Bruce Willis is like, God damn, my wife still doesn't acknowledge me.
Yeah, we're so distant. I reckon they're coming for divorce town.
He notices that he's not wearing his wedding ring or something, or maybe it falls off.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
it falls on the ground. He's like, but that my wedding ring. Oh, no! I'm a ghost.
Then he goes into the mirror. Not into the mirror. He goes to look in the mirror, and he looks for his bullet wound, and then he finds that it's a big gaping wound still, and he's like, I've been fucking dead this whole time.
So if a ghost doesn't know, the wounds that they experience to kill them might not turn up on their body?
I think they don't see it. I reckon that whole time, little Haley was...
he was peeping
it. He was just like, he's got that wound.
Yeah. But he don't tell even him?
Know. Yeah. Because if you are, like, again, if you're talking to a ghost,
yeah,
and the ghost don't know it a ghost, then how do I know that that's a ghost?
Yeah, it could just be a really hurt man.
Yeah. Because if I don't...
I'm not helping you, you're not a ghost.
Because if I don't see the wounds or I don't see what's going on, then I have no reason to believe or to speculate that they are ghosts.
That's very true.
Because if they're just a guy like, oh, it's a child psychologist, and I'm chatting with him, and then there's the hole. But then it's like, oh, does a hole only appear when they realize? Yeah. Or do I always see
that hole? Can you touch a ghost? Does Haley ever touch
a hug?
Yeah, does he ever get? Because like,
I don't think so. They wouldn't. I think that would be a hint to.
Yeah.
They can't interact with the real.
Because that's just a good way to test.
But also,
yeah,
like they, like Cole's mom. Still takes Cole to the psychiatrist, whom is a ghost. So what is happening there?
Oh, so she takes him to the place?
We should have to. He's a little boy.
Yeah.
Doesn't he come
to her house and then hang out with the boy?
Do we see that?
Isn't it at an office?
Or is it like a little smash cut and it's kind of like, you know, a scene missing. We just assume.
But then she's worried about her boy.
Funny, because like, you know, the classic thing is like your kids talking to like their imaginary friend and it's a monster or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, who are you talking to, Billy? And he's like, my child psychologist. Huh.
I don't know if that's worse or good.
It's weirder.
Are they helping you? Yeah. But they're dead. Oh,
they are a ghost.
Well, is it a helpful ghost, though? I just think it'd be more concerning if you were Toni Collette in the situation.
Yeah.
Being like,
who's my kid? What's going on there?
What's that?
How?
Why is he going on that young girl's wake?
Yeah.
I let my kid get away with a lot.
Yeah.
How many ghosts are there in any given space?
So
like
right
now, say in this studio.
Yeah.
This has been around for a while. People probably died.
Well, like, okay. So you think
used to be a shop.
Yeah.
Someone probably died shopping.
Used to be, used to be a shop. There was bullet wounds in the front when we bought it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Calling saying a building has bullet wounds is good. But that's not a joke. This studio does have bullet holes.
Yeah. Someone shot this place up pre us being here.
Yeah.
Which is even more surprising. If they shot it while we were here, I understand.
Yeah.
Stop talking shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Yeah, but so, but like over a long enough period of time, like how many ghosts?
So wait, okay, here's why I don't think there's probably many ghosts, right?
Okay.
So the Earth is spinning at whatever million miles per second.
Sure.
Right?
It's 7 or 8 or whatever. Yeah.
It's not just spinning in like spot. It's also moving,
it's
right?
Yeah
but
ghosts, if you're a ghost, what if you're stuck?
Because
ghosts aren't physically here.
Yeah, and
so
they can go through
sort of
things,
loose.
Right? So unless they are attached to this earthly realm, I reckon they're getting flung off into space.
And also,
but we don't see that in the movie.
We don't see it because we only see the people that is like attached to an earthly. Because
it's a classic. It's also a classic.
Oh, so if you think that if you die and you know you've died,
well,
you
get
don't
spun off into space.
Yeah, like there's nothing there. Like you can't, you know, ghostly
I'm
grab onto whatever.
Yeah.
So then there's nothing holding onto Earth, and while Earth is just chuffing off into the infinite beyond.
Yeah.
They're just like, whoa, or to heaven.
Okay, I was going to say, is this an alternative to heaven in your mind?
A little bit of an alternative
You
to
can
heaven.
Either go to heaven.
But then what happens when the Earth gets back?
It doesn't, though.
It doesn't. It's always moving forward.
Whole
souls is...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We're always going... Eventually, I guess your ghost goes, although it stays a little bit in Mars for a bit.
That's true.
Then it's like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll be attached to this.
Get attached to a rock.
And then get attached to a rock. And then
or
it's
to spaceman
like,
and
go to
the
Hubble telescope.
Yeah.
What's the speed of a ghost?
I don't know if it has one because it's up to the
Unless,
ghost.
Well, no, because you'd be stationary and everything would be moving through you, right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
What's the speed of space?
I hate asking questions.
I don't know why you've taken us down this path.
Well, if you're a ghost,
because space has no speed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you're, but
it's
everything.
A vacuum, famously. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But every, because so if you're say this is the space that Earth was
in,
right? And then someone dies. A little ghost. Pop,
I'll be the ghost.
You're the ghost there. And then the Earth is like, well, it fucks off that way, right?
Yeah.
So that's going out that way.
Okay. Now,
presumably, whatever is in the Earth's wake.
Yeah.
So like, the moon.
Oh, okay.
Mars.
Yeah, yeah.
Asteroid belt. All that.
And goes then past the ghost.
Goes past the ghost. The ghost is like,
But then
everything's
nothing.
Going so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess everything is going so fast that the ghost is sitting in blue.
Yeah.
I am confused how you got to the question you asked based on that explanation.
What was space in your mind?
What do you mean the speed of space? Because you just answered.
I guess the speed of everything else is going like past it.
Yeah.
So it's like it's on a side of a road.
Yeah.
Right. And say if a car is
Mars is a car.
I understand because things will just
keep going past it.
But then,
yeah.
To take it back, what are you asking?
I guess this, I guess where's the ghost going to go? Could the ghost go further past the galaxy?
I don't think the ghost is moving.
Or
is
in your theory, the ghost's not moving, which means it's not going anywhere.
And so Earth is just leaving a trail of ghosts.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's kind of cool.
I think that's what's happening here. Because also, you hear classic ghost stories where people are like, I saw a freaking ghost in my house, but it was walking like the floor was up to its knees or whatever. What the fuck? And then people are like, the floor used to be lower or higher or whatever. So the ghost, it's not bound by floors.
It seems to be bound by whatever was going on when it died.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess to take it back to your question of how many ghosts in a space, if we base it on the sixth sense, they're around and they're scary because they don't know they're dead, so they're freaking out.
Yeah.
Freaking out or they're just going by the day to day life?
I think it depends. Because you get your Bruce Willis ghosts who think they're still alive.
Yeah.
Dickhead. But then you also get ghosts that are like, what's going on? I'm under your bed, Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, and there's a ghost in a cupboard at the school.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Barton, maybe, is just like, I'm still sick.
Yeah.
It sucks that your illness doesn't go when you're dead.
That is a bummer.
A ghost that's spewing up or
whatever. Well, is it like if your death was particularly traumatic, you're freaking out? Like, say I got hit by helicopter blades.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I did a base jump really wrong.
3, 2, 1, and you jumped up.
Whiz. That's crazy that we did. Well, we stayed. Oh, right. No, we were in the air. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
I imagine you were just on the edge of a cliff and there was a helicopter below. And you
I don't know what I was picturing. Yeah. I was picturing the helicopter stationary about to take off and then I, 3, 2, 1, jump up as it's taking off.
But see, I imagined you're ready to base jump out of the helicopter and jump too high.
I go in the wrong direction.
Oh.
And then I'm whizzed. Okay. I'm a whizzed man.
Yeah.
Now, that's a pretty traumatic way to go.
Yeah, because does that mean you think you're base jumping the whole time you're dead?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, no, because you base jumped and that was a good base jump and then you continue with your day-to-day life, right?
Yeah. Or do I? It depends how trapped I become.
And
am I just a screaming ribbons of human flesh?
Well, yeah, because all of the ghosts we see in the movie look like how they die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you would be nothing.
Yeah, you would be bits
viscera.
Bits of viscera. You would be floating chunks.
My little vocal cord being like, yeah, base jumping rules.
I think at that point you'd be aware you're dead.
I don't know, because it would probably happen so quickly.
And also you can see yourself.
Rush. There's the rush. Oh, if I can see myself, and I look down and it's just like my
guts.
Guts?
Well, could you be?
I didn't look like this before.
You'd be seeing two different things because eyes in different spots.
Well, could you be like reconstituted in a weird way?
Just
or like many cuts of like where the blade would have gone and where you've been eviscerated.
Yeah.
And also, you wouldn't see that anyway because you'd be like, I'm not dead. I base jumped.
I'm killing it out here.
What?
And also, why would you stick around? Because do you need to tell a little boy something?
Yeah, if Haley Joel
a little boy listen to you for...
Bruce Willis knows that he got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he just thinks he survived.
Maybe that's what I think.
Whoa, it's crazy. I jumped into those helicopter
blades. Just got
blades.
A bit of the head, you know. Got a bit of haircut. It was fine.
I pull off my scalp because I'm sliced lengthways the whole way down.
Wow, it's crazy that my skull was so thick it stopped the helicopter blade, I reckon.
Also, it's funny because in this scenario, I jumped up. An impossible thing to do. Yeah. Do I still think I'm base jumping towards space?
Base jumping. I thought it was space jumping.
My bad. Man, I was trying to reach the moon.
Yeah.
I'm guts now. What would my unfinished business be? I guess I never did base jump.
Well, okay. Well,
Haley
yes.
Joel Osment's going to take my viscera up in a plane and kick it out.
Based on what we see, every murder victim will be a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that a lot of the things you'd pretty much, if you get the six, like, so basically, I guess if I get the sixth sense power, I'm like, the only way I'm going to know peace is if I become a detective.
That is true.
Private eye, I reckon.
Like if somebody comes up and starts hassling you.
You're like, oh, brother, you've been murdered.
Yeah.
Let's get to the bottom of
this. Do you have to, like, do you have to find out how they were murdered, or is just telling them they were murdered enough?
Well, they need closure, it seems. Because Misha Barton maybe,
yeah.
He's pretty much trying to protect his sister.
Yeah.
But also spread the truth. Wish I could remember anything about the person that shot themselves with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Just remember it looked yuck.
Yeah, oh yeah, I can imagine. It's annoying that
they're seeking his help. So the dead people are seeking his help to resolve unfinished business on Earth.
Yeah, okay.
And so I think it's a way with Bruce Willis, maybe he's seeking out Cole because his unfinished business is like reconciling with his wife.
Yeah.
And helping her move on. But he doesn't really know that, but he's just drawn to that little boy to help.
Yeah, his unfinished business is also that he thinks he failed Vincent, right?
Yeah, so if he helps Taylor Joel...
He's like, you are baby Vincent.
Yeah. Then he'll have, that's his unfinished. Well, do you reckon you could help ghosts with their unfinished business? How much time is this taking out of your regular day?
Well, am I a little boy or am I me?
You're you now.
Oh, yeah.
I could do one a day, I reckon.
Have to call into work. Hey, Zaman, I can't come in today. I'm hopping a dumb ghost.
No, you'd have to schedule it. The ghost would just have to wait.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. This service. So once a day.
I got to do some podcasts. I don't know what that's how you
do. I reckon 7 p.m. till 10 p.m.
That's ghost time?
That's ghost time.
Hey, Jack, I reckon I could monetize this.
How are you going to monetize the sixth sense?
Okay, so you can talk to dead people.
Sure can.
And they have unresolved business. Most of it is usually like, who killed me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
cool. Or how did I die or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so can we maybe get case file? Basically, we're doing true crime.
Oh, yeah.
Like podcast/a video thing, and we're actually like, yeah, he did it. And here's the proof.
That's true.
And unlike true crime podcasts, we're like, here's a fucked up thing that happened. And
fuck.
And now let's quickly play the 911 call.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you reckon this is terrible? No.
No, I think it's fine.
Let's keep going.
Yeah.
We could be like, hey, we solved it.
We solved the case. And also, you're listening. And also, subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah. Help us get more money so we can
find more murderers.
Yeah, with your help, we can pay for plane tickets to help ghosts, overseas ghosts.
That's true.
Overseas ghosts. You can finally find out who killed your Italian uncle.
Yeah.
Do you think if I helped a bunch of ghosts resolve their shit, go to heaven?
Yeah.
When I went to heaven... All right, just double checking.
I'm waiting for this.
Would I get special treatment?
I reckon he would.
I would, because
now you've lived a pious life in a weird way.
Exactly.
Or like,
I've done good.
You've done good. You've balanced out all your terribleness.
That might be what gets me into heaven.
Yeah, you balanced it out.
Yeah, you talked about
your horrible, horrible deeds.
You did talk about Christ popping Christ's nut back into his loincloth, but you helped this person resolve their death, sir.
But is getting someone punished for a crime an eye for an eye? Because if that is the case, that is not allowed.
Well, that's
in the
not
Bible.
On him. That's on the system.
That's the justice system, baby.
I suspect that heaven, not a lot of guys there.
Pretty quiet.
Yeah,
ghost
pretty
town.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, again, it's not really eye for an eye. You're helping, again, unless they're the ghosts are spirits of vengeance.
Yeah, that's true.
You're helping, you know, the closure, get something resolved, and then, you know, what happens next isn't your responsibility.
It's out of my hands, dude.
You've exposed the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could write a book.
I was thinking I could become a psychic, you know, medium,
the TV series Medium.
Patricia Arquette.
Then there's Ghost Whisperer with a
Jennifer
Party of Five, maybe
Jennifer
Love Hewitt.
Yeah. That's an awesome name.
Yeah, yeah. That is good.
I reckon if your name was Jackson Love Hewitt.
Well, I'd change it for the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jackson Love Hewitt, Ghost Gettler.
Ghost Settler?
I said Gettler. Gettler.
Yeah, no,
I'm going to Gettle the ghosts.
Cancelled after one season.
No. Ghost Gettler.
Well, I think the problem with all of this is the different, like, Jackson interacts with a ghost. We can't see that. We only see Jackson's side of the things.
Yeah. Correct.
I'm worried the content won't be good.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, so Jackson is like, he's talking to the ghost.
Yeah.
And then, so we're not filming this.
Yeah.
You're right. This is just a man yelling at, yelling at the
what
wall.
What happened to you? Huh? Uh-huh.
So we'd be there like,
dead. You're okay. dead, by okay. the way.
So it'd just
how
be,
long did it take me to tell him?
I'd be like, okay, we're transcribing, or at least like, you know, jotting down notes, so we know either the timeline, we knowing what's going on, and then we're like, okay, then we, you know, we're either taking photographs or filming the situation and like the areas or whatever, and we're getting the evidence because that's what you're relying on,
absolutely.
Right? It's getting the evidence, and then with that evidence, we're piecing it all together, and then we just, you know, explain that later.
It's like it's a true crime podcast, but the twist is the hook. I'm legitimately psychic.
Yeah.
But how do we prove that?
We don't.
Okay.
We lie.
Which part of the podcast, which part of the process are we recording and releasing?
I think it's good to record the bit where I talk to the ghost.
See, I would let's just be like, we're investigative journalists.
Oh, okay.
And we are going through and we fucking bat 100.
But do we get anything? What?
But yeah, well, like which?
Because the ghost doesn't know who killed them a lot of the time.
Well,
we just know they died.
Well, yeah, but again,
and then
if
we
you're
tell
going
them
to,
they died, and then maybe
if you're going
they go
to
the
Misha Barton one, maybe it's revealed that the mother does, you know, kill that.
That's
kid,
true.
Right?
That's true.
So again, it's a kind of like
okay.
Yeah.
Well, like let's use that as an example.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's pretend instead of Cole, Jackson found out about this.
Yeah.
What's the episode?
Yeah.
So the episode would be because does it make the news? Like the death of the girl.
Probably would be in the obituaries, maybe.
Yeah. Because again, now we're a bit morbid. We're now like, you know, being ghoulish and
also
preying on the tragedy of a family.
If I'm chatting this kid.
And it's that mixed with the fact that there's no interesting back information because you just know that a girl died and that her mom killed her.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
not like, here's the history of this family. Do you know that from the ghost?
No,
not at all.
I mean, I could probably ask.
Yeah. Well, that's why, you kind of would do the whole thing that, like, other
so you'd have to interview
you'd have
the
to
ghost.
Interview people. Not the ghost. You'd have to just, you know, interview other people around it because, again, if you're making a documentary, and if you're making a documentary about a murder of someone, you don't interview the dead person.
No. That's what I'm saying. But that's the only difference.
Well, I know.
The difference is, because if you remove the not interviewing the dead person or not bringing in what the dead person does, it is just My Favorite Murder.
Yeah, but then you solve the murder,
but how do we guarantee that?
Well, the ghost doesn't
we don't show those ones.
Okay, all right. Okay.
It's media. We obscure the truth a little.
That's
we,
funny that there's a bevy of ghosts that I just haven't fixed.
We can fix them, but again, it's like, well, is that an interesting story?
Yeah, well.
No. But we'll help them out anyway.
Yeah. I think it's funny to make be like, all right, we're going to monetize this, but the thing we're not monetizing is the only thing in this that makes us different.
Yeah.
But then the other thing, we're worse at than other people.
Why are we worse at it?
You think we're good investigative journalists?
Well, I guess
better than journalists.
Well, we've got the cheat. We've got to get a cheat sheet.
No, but we've got a cheat sheet that we're not using because we're not using that content.
We are using it. It's just you have to kind of use it in context. You don't be like, I talked to ghosts and the ghost said this. You got to like, you know,
I think
jazz
it's
it up
better
a little.
To do that.
Well, that's another way of trying to monetize it, which is what's become the episode.
Yeah.
I think you. How are you going to monetize? How you?
Yeah.
I can talk to ghosts.
Yeah, how are you monetizing him talking to ghosts and letting everyone know he talks to ghosts without this becoming a shit show?
I talk to ghosts. I say, "What's up, dude? You died from eating crab wrong or whatever?" Hey, Dusha, there's a guy here. You can't see him, but I can. He choked on a crab and he wants to sue the seafood restaurant.
I think that I'm just being. I think I'm just like, okay, so cold readings and stuff like that, people can do.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, on the other hand, isn't doing cold readings. It's just so then you'd be like, hey, if someone in your family or someone you know.
Yeah.
Basically, I just make him a sidekick.
Yeah, but the trouble with that is that I don't get to pick who I talk to.
No, I know. It doesn't matter because if someone comes in, pretty much you pitch it as a psychic where you check with Jackson if your family's at peace. And if they're not at peace, Jackson can fix it. But if they are at peace, that's good. And they still pay either way.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
because
you
if
say,
someone's like,
If they all come to Jackson, though.
No. And then, okay, so.
No, but I get it.
Jackson. Yeah. Okay, say I'm Misha Barton's baby's dad.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, my daughter, I want to check if my daughter's at peace.
Yeah, nice.
Then I would take Jackson to my house. Yeah, and then Jackson's like,
I'm going to look around for the ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if you're like, they're at peace, they're not here.
Yeah.
But then if they are there, you're like, dude, your daughter's
this
still
is
sick.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. do they just hang around the environment they died in?
They
the
seem
environment
to.
Or whatever. Yeah. Or like with Bruce Willis.
Well, Bruce Willis goes.
Yeah.
But he's only. He only goes from his house to his work, maybe.
But they are drawn to Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
They know he can see them and they come to him and they're like, bah!
Help me.
Because doesn't Haley Joel see Misha Barton, maybe?
Yeah.
When he's just like in bed and then there's like a tent or whatever and then she opens it. That's in Haley Joel's bedroom.
So the ghosts will be coming to you.
And then we got to go to that house. That's right.
Yeah.
And then they go to that place because I think it's in the newspaper, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're like, oh, that's the girl that
died.
Surely, that's the girl that we need to go investigate.
We've come back to the issue of where are ghosts?
Yeah, where are ghosts?
Because if ghosts are in the house.
And also, she can teleport her whole, like, tent.
That's a projection?
Is that a ghost tent?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Can the ghosts...
Does that mean you can kill a tent?
You can kill...
A tent can go to
if
heaven.
If I kill a guy in a tent...
Yeah. That tent goes to heaven?
That tent goes to heaven.
The tent can come back as a ghost with a guy in it.
Because all the ghosts have clothes. Because the cyclist.
Yeah.
That's a ghost bike. The cyclist and true. Ghost Lycra. He's wearing a full-on like helmet, Lycra, and riding his bike. That's a full-on ghost outfit.
Yeah. It's weird that it... Because you kill a guy in a tent.
Yeah.
Done.
Guy in the tent could come back.
Not even hard.
Yeah. He's not expecting.
He's sleeping.
Trident. And he's dead.
No, you just open the flap, grenade in, zip back up.
Yeah. But you kill a guy in a house, the house doesn't come back.
But the house, the old floor that was at slightly lower or higher does.
Yeah. How big a dwelling before it comes? Ghost floor. I'm haunted by a floor.
Did you know that back in 1973, the floor was up to here?
It was a high house.
Look to my right and I see a bit of hardwood floor and come in my head. I got a duck.
It's just the ghost floor.
But don't worry, guys. It's a ghost floor.
Wait, there's no guy associated with it? No. Not that I can find. They killed this fucking floor. I don't know.
But yeah, I think that like you just like are open with it because the type of people you attract, if people don't believe you, that's fine. You might get interviewed on 60 Minutes being like, you're exploiting this family.
And that
that'll be stressful for you, but you'll know. I was going to say that you are actually helping people, but I guess if you say, well, some.
You're off in the wings like, well, we're done.
Well, that was a good run for how much money did we make so far? Oh, $60? Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's just tricky because I don't have heaps of say in what ghosts I talk to.
Could you? I know because as JD, you pointed out, we're not journalists. Yeah. No. Could we team up with, say, either a journalist or a private eye?
Well,
kind of like Pushing Daisies in a way where, sure, you have the power to talk to the dead or the dead that come to you. And then we need like is it Chi McBride kind of person who comes and is like, hey, help me with this case.
That's true. I could do that. I mean, that happens. I mean, I don't think it happens
Medium,
today.
That happens in Medium, the TV show.
Yeah, and maybe Ghost Whisperer, we think.
Sometimes cops go to, when they're really desperate, they go to mediums. Mm-hmm. I could do that.
In some cases, they go to an exorcist for some reason.
That's strange.
And in some cases, just someone will randomly just be like, I think I spoke to this ghost, and they just pick a random person.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, they did it, and then suddenly, now they got to go to a court to say that, why is this person slandering me?
On a ghost's testimony, I'm in court. I got to say, I don't think the justice system is doing awesome.
Well, you'd have to team up with some kind, regardless of how you want to do it, you're going to have to team up, because like with some kind of police force, because unlike what the Sixth Sense leads you to believe, so say the Mishabotten maybe tape, like, yeah, that tape's evidence, but if it's any other ghost where it's like, here's the bullet that killed me, you pick it up, it's fucked, you're going to jail for murder.
You pick it up.
Here it is, officer. The ghost told me where it was.
Okay, so you're definitely under arrest for the murder of this person.
I wouldn't be murder. I mean, you'd be under suspicion.
And then it'd be kind of very similar.
You'd be suspect number one.
Are you like a firefighter keeps lighting their own fires?
No, I just can't see ghosts because I was born wrong.
Yeah.
Came out the pussy bad.
I guess.
If you are like doing it, like for no real reason, you're sort of doing it and being like, hey, cops or whatever, this, maybe look here, et cetera. It's like, kind of like in that TV show that I fondly remember called Early Edition. Hardly anyone else remembers.
Is that about news?
An orange cat brings,
I believe it is Coach Taylor.
Friday Night Lights.
He brings him tomorrow's newspaper today. And then he goes there and he solves a crime.
That's so awesome.
And he prevents things that happen. And then at some point, a cop's like, why are you always fucking here? What's going on?
Is the cat causing the crimes?
No, the cat's bringing the newspapers.
I think the cat's involved.
Well, maybe what I could do.
Well, the thing is, like, if that situation there, though, it's like the crime's already happened. And there is clearly, like, there's no way you could be there at every
way,
because they'd be like, well, we know the time of death, and you know, we have you on CCTV somewhere else or whatever it might be,
but you have the
there
bullet.
You are like twitching and like, hey, I'm playing Starfield or whatever, it's still bad,
this game's not very fun, hey.
So we, you know, there'd be evidence where like, well, he can't be there, he knows what's going on, and I'm like, are you being forthcoming and being like, I talked to the ghost?
Well, I think that would in a way help me,
because
the cops already sometimes go to mediums, so there's precedent if I'm like, brother, the spirits, they speak to my brain.
And I think as long as you do those arm movements, you'll be fine.
The spirits, the ghosts of the realm, they come into my mouth and ears and eyes.
Oh, they just,
dead cunts everywhere.
So I just, I think you're better off saying that because there are people out there that just do believe in this bullshit.
Well, maybe what I could do instead is just find houses that people are already like, there's a ghost in my house.
Yeah.
And then because I know ghosts are real.
So then you go there and you're like,
yep.
Yeah, there is. call the Warrens, maybe? I don't know.
I can't exorcise the ghost, but I can confirm a haunting.
I can talk to it, but if it's mean, it will frighten me.
Can you confirm? I mean, because again, it's like they come to you, and then I guess they are attached to us.
Because if somebody's like, if somebody, you got to accept in this world, there are ghosts. And if somebody's like, books are knocked off the shelf, my TV turns on, somebody rubs my face while I sleep or whatever, then I go there and I see the ghost doing that.
Yeah,
I can be like,
you're right.
Anyway, $50.
Yeah.
Well, because you can, you can talk to the ghost.
Yeah.
And in this, the ghosts that hang around, all of them don't know they're dead?
I think they just all have unfinished business.
Yeah.
And probably varying degrees of understanding of how dead they
are. Yeah. So at least you can have a conversation and be like, what do you want?
Brother.
And how, like, one thing with the Sixth Sense, like, how deep does the unfinished business have to be before it counts as unfinished business? Yeah. Someone dies taking a shit, is having an unwiped asshole, is that unfinished business?
Well, I'm sure the Undertaker would. Hopefully.
Wipe you. That's so funny. That. You're just waiting around for like the brief maybe 2 or 3 days whilst you're in the funeral home.
Come on,
wipe
me,
wipe me up. Oh, I can go. Thank God. Oh,
that's funny that an
Undertaker.
Would be a mortician.
Whatever.
They have to wipe the ass of a dead person.
They've got to clean everything.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They've got to fill you up with different fluids.
Yeah.
Take all the other fluids out.
That was my unfinished business. Too many fluids.
Yeah. Well, brother, that just happens.
That's true.
All evacuates.
Oh, my unfinished business is that I haven't shat myself. And then when I die, I shit myself and I go to heaven.
Straight away.
I was a ghost for about a millisecond.
No one did. Oh.
Well, say, come on, sphincter, loosen.
Listen.
Yes.
Well, what about, like, I don't know, you just, what about this?
Mm.
You're eating a gobstopper.
Yeah.
You look down, you choke, you die. You didn't eat the gobstopper.
Yeah.
got lodged in your
throat. I didn't eat that gobstopper.
Because it got lodged in your throat.
Yeah.
Is that enough? Well, are you not going to go to heaven until somebody goes on your throat and sends the gobstopper down?
Well, you're dead, right?
Yeah.
Presumably, again, the mortician takes care of this.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That would be bad if I was looking at, like, my great aunt in.
It's
and I'm
an
like,
open,
there's a gobstopper.
it's an open casket, and there's this giant gobstopper in your throat.
What the hell?
That's the thing that killed her. You should definitely have removed
did
that.
You not take it out.
Oh, this is a bad funeral home. Take what's the degree of. Cause that's, hey, for me, sixth sensing, that's easy to fix.
Yeah.
There you go. You're fine.
Yeah.
Or, what about, let's explore that situation.
Yeah.
Ghost comes to me. Ghost has a big gobstopper stuck in
his throat. I'm one of the characters in the film Jawbreaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was the one who got put in the
car. I've never seen it.
Yeah. Basically, put a gobstopper in my mouth and they put duct tape and that was to kind of like gag me, but then I accidentally swallowed the whole thing.
And then they stopped and they opened the boot as a funny prank and I'm dead.
That's really,
but don't worry, they pinned the crime on Marilyn Manson.
That guy sucks.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but you're a ghost, and you're like, my unfinished business, I haven't swallowed this gobstopper.
Yes.
Can you swallow a gobstopper as a ghost?
My question there for ghost is, do you want the gobstopper removed?
Yeah.
Do you want to finish the gobstopper?
If they're like, finish the gobstopper, I think you might be fucked.
Enjoy eternal hell.
Sorry, buddy. Can you, as a ghost, do you have a tongue?
Because, like,
can you reach in? Can you just, like,
swallow? Or do I have to dig them up and then push the gobstopper down?
Because they're coming to you as a ghost, can I just ghost shove?
Yeah.
And make them massage their throat a little bit.
I don't know. Some things.
I just don't think that's enough to
it must
keep you attached.
Keep you around.
I think it is
true.
Like injustice.
True.
It seems to be. Or like maybe. Yeah, I'm just thinking with Misha Barton, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like, my mum killed me, she's getting sympathy, and my dad is distraught,
and
I'm worried about my sister, right? So there's a couple of things there that they clearly are like, well, shit's going down.
Mm.
And so is the attachment there to be like, I got to protect sister? Is the attachment there like, dad's sad, and he thinks that, but he doesn't realize that he's married a monster?
Yeah.
Thank you. Or is it that, like, mum killed me and she need to be punished?
Or a combination of all three.
What is it holding you? Is it all three? Is it one particular one?
Yeah.
Because, like, guy who gets hit by a cyclist, the cyclist get hit, he doesn't instantly go away. He is a cyclist for a bit.
Okay.
So where's he cycling
to? Does he get back up and then just ride off?
Yeah, they see him cycle past the window.
Weird.
Of the car. Where's he going? Oh, is it like when he arrives at his destination, he's like, I finally arrived at his
destination.
Maybe
he's in the middle of like a ride, finishing a ride, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. But maybe, well, maybe that's the thing, that there are.
What about
little...
that guy that died because he suffocated between two voluptuous breasts? Yeah, does he okay. not go to heaven until he comes?
Do I have to jerk this ghost off?
Or do you have to get voluptuous breasts and put them in his face until he comes?
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be hard to convince.
Yeah,
so... or a very easy job for those sex workers.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, just go here. Stand I know to there. You it doesn't look like there's a guy.
Or just...
and this is doing nothing for me.
I won't even
you could
be in
wear
the room.
Like one of them aprons with the, like, you know, the fake titties.
Okay. Yeah.
He's put his
they're quite
face
voluptuous.
There,
yeah.
And then
sorry,
get
buddy,
him
I,
to
I,
jerk himself off.
I didn't
right?
have enough money to hire anyone, but this is just as good.
Yeah.
If you close your eyes,
just holding the ghost here. You're whacking it, dude.
Let me know when you've come.
He might go to heaven just to get out of the situation.
You know what?
Oh, it worked. Oh. Wow, that was easy.
You're still there. You're just...
oh, I mean, I'm actually going now. You can get. You can leave. Mine's taking longer than normal.
Yeah, just take your apron and get out of here.
Okay, it doesn't look like you've come to me, but
do you want me to leave the apron?
If you want to finish off or whatever. No, I'm. Oh, I'm going.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. I'm in heaven now.
I'm fading away.
Don't look like it, but you're all right.
Yeah.
Whatever, guy.
Yeah, it seems as though, like, violent deaths and deaths are attached to something.
Well, if you got sixth sense, would you feel happy knowing that heaven is on the cards or there's some kind of afterlife?
Yeah, I don't know, because it's a tricky one because it doesn't necessarily prove the existence of a pleasant afterlife. It just proves that if you die with unfinished business,
you're sticking around.
Yeah, and you don't know your death. I guess if you get sixth sense, you're not going to stick around when you die also because you'll know that you're a ghost because you know about ghosts.
Mm. Would you, though?
By the way, Bruce Willis named Malcolm.
Malcolm!
Oh. Like a dead bird. I mean, a live bird, but the bird of death, crows.
Oh.
What?
Malcolm Crowe. Crow being the bird of death often.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It lives in graveyards sometimes.
Yeah.
It eats corpse.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
here's
what I... Odin's eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Here's what I keep
something
thinking.
Something you eat when... You eat shit? Eat crow? Go eat crow?
No, that's what you like.
Oh, you're fucked up?
It's like you've become humbled.
Mm,
yeah. You're like, oh, I'll eat crow in that. Yeah. I thought I was right. I'm wrong. I'll eat crow.
Is it like you'll eat crow pie?
No, you're thinking of 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.
Yeah, I knew about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew about that.
I'm across the pie, all right?
Yeah.
No, here's what I keep
thinking. Drop the pie.
So...
Yeah.
The ghosts, you don't see heaven in the sixth sense.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Right? But the ghosts just go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, it's not confirmed whether they become part of the infinite whatever or they just go. They just go and die.
They fade, yeah.
But I know I can still live as a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Would you try and set up unfinished business to live an immortal life?
Well, that's tricky because the ghosts aren't happy in their immortal life.
No. Well, Bruce Willis, he's tortured.
Bruce Willis is deeply unhappy by it.
Yeah. But you just know you'll get to stick around.
And no one will interact with you.
Yeah,
you get to see the
existence.
World, I guess.
You can't, well, yeah,
no,
but
you
get to snippets.
You're doing your business that's unfinished.
That's true. You're going to see it in snippets as well. Like, you can't be like, well, I got to finish business. Time to catch up on all my TV shows.
Yeah. It also feels like that you kind of lose agency.
100%. Yeah. I mean, you got to like, and it seems to be you have to like, you're drawn to this little boy to help fix your problems.
Well, I'm just trying to think of what unfinished business could entertain me for, you know, eternity. Mm. Like, what if I go to Disneyland?
And your dream is my unfinished
business.
I'm like,
I'm here to do, I will do every ride at Disneyland.
Throughout, until the end of time.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. And then I die on Space Mountain, say.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I just get to hang out at Disneyland for eternity.
Yeah, because your unfinished business is you got to go on every single ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just don't go on every single ride. I pick a bad one and I never do it.
No, but you can't not go on a... Because as a ghost, you are trying to... Like, as in, it seems like you don't have the agency to choose. Yeah. You don't
want
to do it.
It seems like, you want to move on. You're compelled to figure it out.
I go on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride and go to hell.
Yeah. And you're like, damn it. Seeing Johnny Depp was the last thing I needed to do, I guess.
Animatronic Johnny Depp sent me to heaven.
You're a real pirate now,
yeah,
because
again... Yeah. You only see what you... Yeah, the ghosts always say they only see what they want to see. Or like that's what Haley Joel says.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like you only see what you want to see. So you'll only be seeing the rides that you want to see, right?
Yeah. And then the moment you go on them.
Yeah, off you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Johnny Depp will say the rum's gone and then you'll be gone.
I'll be gone.
Haley would be like, I'm going to Disneyland. It's crazy. There's no ghosts here.
It's very easy for them to finish this unfinished business.
Yeah.
Monetizing the Sixth Sense, to take it back to that, seems pretty tricky. But then also, I guess the only real thing you can get from this is like personal satisfaction of I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've helped some people who need to move on.
Clearly there's something, I'm a special little boy. There's something about me that these ghosts are drawn to. Mm. And I guess, you know, with this great power comes great responsibility, and I got to help them move on and achieve their whatever goal that they have.
But then it's like an...
I guess become a, it's a life coach, but I guess it's a death coach.
It's, and it's a forever job you can't quit.
True.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Could I become a life coach?
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Because I'm a death coach, and I'm basically helping these people move on and achieve their goals.
Uh-huh.
But I then transfer that into what people like to be like,
those are transferable skills.
I've had experience. I mean, maybe you wouldn't say this, because again, you sound like maybe a crazy person.
Yeah.
But because I have experienced helping people achieve their lifelong desire, their tick off that bucket list, enough times, you'd be like, there are obvious common themes here what people want to do and achieve. So having that, you then, transfer those.
And you've been doing it since childhood.
Exactly.
So you're
a virtuoso at this.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would it's crazy that most people, you know, these are the biggest regrets people have in life.
Yeah.
You list them off. And you could go really specific to the point everyone's like, huh.
Well, how
that's
did you...
very specific.
Yeah. It's funny if you're like, these are the things people want in life. These are their main goals. Figure out who killed them.
Make mum stop killing my sister.
Yeah. This is what every single person wants in this life.
Yeah, like you could have enough of that. Because I'm assuming, again, depending what holds these ghosts to these earthly realms, if it's not always like, you know, guilty conscience and, you know, who killed me and a violent death, if it's just like little things here and there, like I want to tell my loved one, like, you know, I'm moving on, or I didn't tell them about this, or in the ghost whisperer, or like...
As a life coach being like, look, the one big regret when people died is that they didn't get to tell their loved ones that they're moving on to a better place.
Yes.
So you're just going to want to build up to that, maybe tell them every day.
Every day. Or I'm thinking, because it's like either the ghost whisperer or it's medium, one of the two. It's kind of like, oh, there's like a thing that they, you know, oh, I've got like, oh, the deed is over there and it's buried under whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic. There's gold in the mantelpiece or
classic,
whatever.
Classic, one of those kind of things.
So it's there's gold in the mantelpiece.
So is it just like, be more organized?
yeah, pretty much. Make like sure you don't die and not tell people where your fortune's buried.
Live life like, if you were to die, don't fuck over the people around you.
Well, I mean, that's good advice.
Yeah.
Are there goals that a ghost could have that are unachievable? Like, surely there will be goals.
I want to finger the president.
Yeah. Bring me back from the dead.
My only regret is that I didn't live forever.
Yeah. Those are the two extremes of things that cannot be achieved. Yeah. Fingering the president, coming back from the death.
What do you tell a ghost that comes to you and they're like, I want to finger the president?
Okay. Brother, that ain't going to happen.
Oh, no. You're giving up too soon.
Okay.
What kind of president? A president of a local football club? I reckon we can do this.
Okay. Can a ghost even finger?
I mean, it could put itself inside something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, in many ways, when a ghost walks through you, they've fingered your whole body.
You might be getting fingered by a ghost right now. You wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
Just can't feel it, which sucks. Yeah. It'd be awesome if you could.
Sucks would be cool. For everyone involved.
Yeah, it would be cool.
The ghost's furious. They're not reacting. They're not even giving any feedback.
God, you're stupid. You're fucked.
I think it would just, it would wreck your life, being Sixth Sense.
Yeah. At first I came in here coming in hot and I was like, it'll be chill between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. every
day. That's ghost time.
But then it's a job you can't quit.
Yeah.
It would be traumatic all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of the time it would be like annoying.
It's just a lot of your day. It's not a simple thing to solve a murder.
And the skills you get from that, or like talking to a ghost, aren't necessarily directly transferable. So like trying to make it into content creation. Yeah. You just end up still back behind all of the true crime podcasts, because even though you are talking to the ghost, it's hard to say.
Sometimes the ghost doesn't know how they died.
They have
no idea who killed them, and they're like, figure it out. And you're like, well, now I'm a detective. That's not what I wanted out of my life.
Even like a life coach, like it will be tricky to talk to a ghost and then figure out how to sell yourself as a good life coach.
Mm.
You'll know that the regrets most ghosts have.
Yeah, because if you're talking to the dead, yeah. And it's like, not just like, oh, why they're here in terms of like, oh, I want, you know, to get revenge on yeah. someone. Yeah. You might be like, hey, while we're here, let's just tell me about
yeah,
your
life.
Yeah,
that's true. You're interviewing a lot of people.
You are talking to, by and large, a lot of people, and you're like, oh, look, hey, buddy, you're dead. Is there anything you kind of either wish you did or wish, you know, those kind of things? But that also requires introspection from the dead.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And they might not have that.
And then also that means that your life coach has one thing, which is, hey, come to me and I'll tell you what the top three things do the general public regret
it's
when they die.
A way of spinning that. Yeah. You can
make it work.
And make that do something.
But that's your whole life.
But again,
you don't get a choice anymore.
Exactly, right? Yeah. But this is like when, because you're, how old is Haley when he sees everybody?
Nine.
So again, you're right. Like, unfortunately, it kind of sets yourself up for this is now your job, this is your career, and this is what you're stuck with it, right? Because there's another way where you just shut it all down.
Yeah.
And you're like, not
I'm just going to get spooked
not
every
engaging.
Now and then.
I would
not
learn
engaging.
To not be scared of ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
well, that's what Cole does in the movie.
Yeah. Smart.
Very. But then it's that kind of thing of like, well, you know, isn't it really your moral obligation to help these ghosts?
And also something we have not even discussed in this.
Yeah.
Cole doesn't know Malcolm's dead at first, which means you could meet people and not realize they're a ghost.
Yeah, so he doesn't know he's dead?
Cole doesn't know that Malcolm's dead, at least
not at
least,
first.
At least
it,
yeah, at
well,
least
the movie never...
Yeah.
Because he tells Malcolm, because the whole thing is like, I see dead people.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have to tell Malcolm that if Malcolm knew he was dead.
Yeah.
Like, Malcolm was dead.
Well, yeah, but Malcolm doesn't know that he's dead.
Yeah, but
dead,
does Cole
so
know
Cole...
that Malcolm doesn't
this
know
is
that Malcolm
is
dead?
This is what I'm saying. This is the start of the episode. You, again, maybe because, like, he sees the gunshot that, you know,
well, it's rude
Malcolm
that he never
does,
says anything.
But then the ghost only sees and presumably hears what he wants to hear and see.
Ghosts
so it's
are
like,
so annoying.
Right? Because you're like, you're dead. Interesting, you would say such a thing. Okay, so how does that make you feel about your mother?
You're dead, cunt.
You're dead, cunt.
Oh, it's like, I see dead people like you.
Like
the actual one.
Go to heaven.
You see dead people, do you? Interesting, interesting.
I'm going to shut that out. That's no,
I'm calling
ghosts.
The Ghostbusters. Suck them all up, Bill. Dan.
Yeah.
Get that fucking ghost jail, put them all in there.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Shut up.
Like, again, because initially I'm like, look, maybe we try and be helpful.
Yeah.
Again, great responsibility, help these motherfuckers out. But, oh my God, day in, day out, when do I get a
And also, it sounds like it starts from child birth, I was going to say, which...
I guess. All these ghosts hanging around the feet. Not fetus. infant.
Yeah. All right. Hanging around a baby. Baby doesn't know how to deal with
baby
that.
Baby like, ga-ga,
goo. You're going to grow up wrong?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to grow up real wrong.
Everyone's going to think, like what Toni Collette does. Take you to see a child.
Absolutely.
And then it
like,
turns out that psychologist
is
a ghost.
Also a ghost. Also, what if your mum was dead? You don't know.
You don't know. You could be raised by ghosts.
Unless you do know. But then, I don't know.
I'm going to a doctor. I'm saying, hey. The part of the human brain that sees ghosts?
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Chop it out, buddy.
Hi, GP, general doctor. No, general practitioner. Do you still do lobotomies?
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Hardware Store owner. Give me one of your finest ice picks.
Yeah, they're looking at a brain, trying to figure out which bit's relevant to ghosts.
Good ice pick and a hammer.
This is probably right.
I'll just put it up there tap, tap, tap.
And then if you die doing that, which you probably would.
You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. You'd just be a ghost. You're going to find another little boy to bottle.
And then
then your unfinished business is that you see ghosts. I need to
not
stop.
See
ghosts.
Or was your unfinished business like cosmically you went to help ghosts and now you're dead and having to like.
Ghost detective.
Ghost help everybody.
It
and
sounds
then you're stuck.
Frankly awful.
Yeah, it sounds fucked up. And what we don't see after the Sixth Sense credits roll is that Cole's life fucking sucks forever.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That little boy will only know suffering.
You go to a deserted island, only help crows. Like the ghosts of dead birds.
Yeah, well, and plane crash victims.
Go to the moon. No one's died on
no
the moon.
One's died
shockingly.
On the moon.
Anyway. That's bad. You're sitting there on the moon. You've just lived there the whole time. Don't worry about it. Spaceship lands. Astronaut comes out, falls over, dies, ghost gets up.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. Cunt, you're dead. You died on the moon. You're here. If that was your unfinished business.
Surely that's...
All right.
You just step over the ghost into his rocket, close behind you, start programming further up.
Yeah, I've got to find somewhere where there's no fucking ghost.
Yeah, if you're sitting on Mars like Dr. Manhattan, it's like, I'm sick of this world. I tire of these ghosts.
I am done. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
Don't see ghosts. Don't see ghosts.
Yeah, yeah. Don't hey, here's my secret. I don't see ghosts.
Yeah,
I don't
see ghosts. You think I see? You see? I saw a ghost?
Yeah, that's
no,
what I
just did. Yeah, I don't.
I see dead people and I fucking hate it.
Yeah. Haley Joel Osment's life is going to go real bad. And that's, I guess that's something to think about when you watch The Sixth Sense.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.